Culture.
Classical music. Stringing Along. The world's most innovative string quartet turns 50.
For decades, string quartet recitals conjured an image of men in tailcoats demurely playing staid classical works in a concert hall. But the Kronos Quartet took to the stage in San Francisco on June 20th for the first of four concerts celebrating their 50th anniversary in rose-embroidered satin and red-brick linen. As for the music, it was resolutely contemporary and included a virtuosic piece by Alexandra Verbalov, a Serbian-American, as well as one called Kiss Your Ass Goodbye, as a reworking of a song by Sun Ra, an American composer. In other words, it was a typical Kronos performance. The group has dedicated itself to expanding chamber music's repertoire. They've sold over 4 million albums, more than any other string quartet in history, and won 3 Grammy Awards. On their golden anniversary, Kronos has a radiant record, and the group is poised for both change and continuity. The change stems from the retirement of 2 members, Hank Dutt, the violist, and John Sherber, the second violinist, after 47 and 46 years, respectively. Ayane Kozacer and Gabriela Diaz have taken their places. Both have extensive backgrounds in contemporary music, Ms. Kozacer with the Azuri Quartet, which she founded, and Ms. Diaz with the Boston Modern Orchestra Project and the International Contemporary Ensemble. The continuity, meanwhile, comes from Kronos's mission. David Harrington, the group's founder and first violinist, describes his wife's miffed reaction to the quartet's debut concert, in which they performed works by Béla Bartók and other early 20th century musicians. Mr. Harrington explains that his spouse looked right at him and asked, "Where were the women composers?" His ignorance of female luminaries and of non-Western ones prompted him to think, "What am I going to do about it?" Kronos's body of work has been his answer. In 1975, the group formed a non-profit, the Kronos Performing Arts Association, in part to solicit funding that would let them commission new works and pay for the time it takes to rehearse them. The quartet has since ordered over 1,100 new works and arrangements by composers from around the world. Ahead of the anniversary, the group launched 50 for the Future, a library which is free for any quartet to access. More than half the composers commissioned for the project are non-white, many are women. The quartet has long revelled in breaking genre barriers. It has played songs by Thelonious Monk and Jimi Hendrix and recorded original pieces by some of the greatest living composers, including Philip Glass, Steve Reich and Terry Riley. Kevin Kwan-Laux, the head of Chamber Music America, a non-profit, argues that Kronos has revolutionised the string quartet. They've made it a living, breathing entity that continues to evolve. Mr. Dutt jokes that sometimes string quartets can be like a bad sexless marriage, intimate but often racked with resentment. But for Kronos, success and shared commitment has bred stability and comfort. "We always felt that anyone could say anything if they're having trouble," Mr. Dutt says. Still, the quartet's dynamics may change, not least because Mr. Harrington will soon be the only member based in San Francisco, the group's home for almost 5 decades. Ms. Kozacer and her partner Paul Wianco, the group's cellist, live in Cincinnati, and Ms. Diaz in Boston, though Ms. Diaz explains they will meet for big chunks of rehearsal time. Already they have 2 premieres and a festival lined up for next year, as well as a project tied to America's 250th anniversary in 2026. Kronos offers a salutary message to any middle-aged fan. Life can begin again at 50.